Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Riddle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunfield moves to second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires bunts in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. There goes Hunfield. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Reynolds. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Morgan moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan scores. Sewell moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cecil moves to second. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to third. Calm moves to second. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Cecil scores. Kahm moves to third. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. Shires strikes out. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Sewell to Goldman, and Reynolds is out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kahm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kahm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-0 in the game. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lyons bunts in front of the plate. Sewell juggles the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Riddle moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunfield bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Miller. Riddle moves to third. Lyons moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Riddle scores. Lyons scores. Hunfield moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. Shires bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris is walked intentionally. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields it and throws to home to get Hunfield. Reynolds moves to third. Harris moves to second. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Harris scores. Jolly moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Sal Gliotto now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com takes first base on ball 4. Jolly moves to third. Sissel moves to second. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Riddle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Herb Jeffries now playing shortstop. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. Shires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyons moves to second. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Harris reaches second base with a double. Lyons scores. Shires goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harris scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cecil hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Jolly moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Sal Glieto. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Schaffner now pitching. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Riddle takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons bunts towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Hodapp covering, for the out. Riddle moves to second. 1 out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Riddle scores. It's 9-1, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shires bunts towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Schaffner's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Schaffner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaffner hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Goldman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.